Coming up on episode number 985, well, Labor Day is just around the corner, just a few days away. A holiday, well, here in the United States, celebrated in the late 1800s to celebrate the contributions of those who work. Labor Day, of course, makes sense, right? Here it's more celebrated as a day for barbecue. But let's focus on the work side of things. It is the Labor Day episode of Coverville. You can probably guess what that means. And it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight. Labor Day, a celebration of work, songs about work, about your job, about your career, all that stuff. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let's just get it started, right? Let's begin with a cover of Elvis Costello. This comes from the 2003 tribute to Stiff Records called The Stiff Generation. If it ain't stiff... No, if it ain't still, it ain't worth a tribute. I don't know. Let's get to it. It's the Anderson Council with a cover of Elvis Costello's Welcome to the Working Week.
Now that your picture's in the paper being rhythmically admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why. Welcome to the Working Week. No, it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you're through it, so you better get to it. All of your family had to kill to survive, and they're still waiting for the big day to arrive. They knew how I felt, they'd bury me alive. Welcome to the working week. No, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you're through it, so you're
I get living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta get brush my shoulder. It's aching, make it feel alright. When this is over, loving you will be so right. I often wonder if loving you will be tonight. But what is love, girl, if I'm always out of sight?
That bitch, he tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way.
Whatever that means.
She sits on her ass, he works his hand to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more De Niro just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay you no way. Nah, nah, why don't you get a job? Say no way, you no way. Nah, nah, why don't you get a job?
Now go and get
eggs. I guess all his money, well, it isn't enough to keep a bill collectors at bay. I guess all his money, well, it isn't enough. Got expensive tastes. I won't pay, you know way. Nah, nah, why don't you get a job? Say no way, in a way. Nana, why don't you get a job? Well, I guess it ain't easy doing nothing at all.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, man, free rides just don't come along every day.
Here's my other mate.
My friend's got a boyfriend, man, she hates that dick. She tells me every day he wants more De Niro just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say I won't pay in the way. No, no, why don't you get a job? Say no way, say no way, in the way. No, no, why don't you get a job?
A little bit of an extra Beatles cover in there, thrown in for good measure. That is John Williamson, as heard on the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show, part of the Musical Challenge. Part of that show, the segment of that show, where guests were invited to come on and do some unusual covers. John Williamson covering The Offspring, Why Don't You Get a Job. Before that, Working Day and Night by Holmes, a very funky version of the song originally by the Jackson 5. That one included on their album Covers, quite simply. Bowling for Soup right before that from their 2005 album Bowling for Soup Goes to the Movies with a cover of 5 O'Clock World, originally released by The Vogues. And Elvis Costello's Welcome to the Working Week, covered by the Anderson Council as part of a tribute to Stiff Records' The Stiff Generation. If it ain't stiff, it ain't worth a tribute. And what's funny is the label that I think came from the album from the internet or the Grace Note database says, if it ain't still, it ain't worth a tribute, which I think is wrong. That album came out in 2003, by the way, a tribute to all of the different artists on the Stiff Records label, like Elvis Costello, Graham Parker, Nick Lowe, a bunch of great artists like that. Worth checking out, especially if you like that power pop stuff from the 80s, 70s and 80s. Let's tell you a little bit about the sponsor for Coverville today. And of course, it's Think Geek. You know, Labor Day coming up, a time to celebrate work, right, in all its forms. But it's also a time to start changing that wardrobe and dressing for the fall, which means, you know, fewer shorts, more socks, more long pants, things like that. To help you with that, Think Geek has a sale going on for all of their apparel, all their t-shirts, all their socks, all their slippers, things like that. 30% off all apparel if you use the code MIXANDMATCH, MIXNMATCH. It's only good until the 28th, which is end of day tomorrow. So you've got the next 2 days to do that. But if you're a fan of things like Big Bang Theory, they've got the Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock, or Firefly's Brown Coats of Serenity Valley t-shirts. Minecraft shirts, Portal 2, of course. Iron Patriot, if you want to look like War Machine from the most recent Iron Man movie. Star Trek, Star Wars, everything you could possibly want right there at Think Geek. What I want you to do, I want you to go there. I want you to buy lots of stuff. But what I want you to do first is go to coverville.com and click the link on the right side of the page. What that does, it helps me out, because anything you buy after clicking that link, which takes you right to thinkgeek.com, anything you buy helps out the show, helps out Coverville. So please, buy and buy lots of great stuff from thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, let's get to a song that was originally released by the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Also released, I want to say, by the Spinners, and of course in the UK, popularized by Boyzone. Well, kind of stemming off of that, a group called Oizone, which kind of makes fun of the whole Boyzone thing, the boy band from the UK, released an album called An Indifferent Beat. On there, they included this cover of Working My Way Back to You. Here is Oizone.
Take because we're on the bottom of the ladder. We shouldn't be sadder than others like us who have goals for the betterment of life. Glad that you want to be my wife, but honest, I can't take humiliation. The hurtful comments of the boss, I'm just praying by the weekend I can earn enough for us. I can earn enough for us. Earn enough for us. Earn enough for us. Earn enough for us.
Soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Until the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep your dope to its religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Telling you still, but first you must learn how to smile and to kill. If you wanna be like all the folks on the hill, a working class hero is something to be.
Want to be just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
A little John Lennon there at the end. That's Green Day with their cover of Working Class Hero. You'll find that on the Green Day Collection, which is their huge anthology release available over at Amazon.com. You can also find it on that tribute, Instant Karma, the tribute to Save Darfur, the tribute to John Lennon, which also has a bunch of great tracks on it. You know, you can't go wrong with either of those. Working Class Hero by Green Day back in 2008. Freddie Johnson right before that with a tribute to XTC's Earn Enough For Us. That one came from a 1995 album, A Testimonial Dinner, the songs of XTC. Sex Clark 5 with the cover of The Clash's Career Opportunities. That was that one with all the weird discord and unusual noises in the background. There's something very bizarrely engaging about that. I don't know what it is, but I really do like that cover. Hopefully it didn't irritate you too much. And Oizone at the very beginning of that set with a cover of Working My Way Back to You, originally by the Four Seasons, but popularized by other groups as well, including The Spinners and Boyzone. Getting to the last set of music here, as I clear my throat, you probably knew this was coming. Very few working weeks don't start with a Monday, punching in a 9-to-5, and this one seems to be the best tribute to the drudgery of starting that job on Monday morning. It's the Bengals' Manic Monday. This one is covered by, you know, and as bizarre as that Sex Clark 5 song was, I think this one might top it. Nanba Shiho, which is a Japanese pop star. This comes from her 2012 album Choice, a bunch of great covers on that album, and it's hard to find. It's an import. Look around for it. It's worth it. Here's Nanba Shiho with her cover of Manic Monday. We'll be right back.
Hard to make a living. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. We ain't asking you to love us. You may place yourself high above us. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Sound funny, with people everywhere running out of money. We just can't make it by ourselves. It is cold and the wind is blowing. We need something to keep us going. Mr. President, pity on the working man.
Family, some looking to get hurt. Some knowing when the story. came and got her, and they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept the promise that he made on a day, and the judge got mad and he put me straight away. I wake up every morning to the work bell clang. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County Road gang.
Springsteen's Working on the Highway, performed there by Joe Eli, from the tribute to Bruce Springsteen entitled Light of Day, a double disc set that came out in 2003. Great, great album. Great tribute album to Bruce Springsteen. Sam Bush, with a cover of Randy Newman's Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man, a song that came out in 1974 during Ford's reign. Covered there on a 2006 album called Sail Away, the Songs of Randy Newman. That countrified version of Loverboy's Working for the Weekend came to us from Josh Grayson from the 2005 soundtrack to the film that is probably responsible for the current state of Lindsay Lohan. Herbie Fully Loaded soundtrack included that cover there of Josh Grayson, or that cover by Josh Grayson of Loverboy's Working for the Weekend. And Nanbashio, a J-pop cover of the Bangles' Manic Monday, that she included on her 2012 album, Choice. Well, that's going to do it. Hopefully get you guys working. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. If you have a request or a suggestion, idea, whatever, email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. You can download previous shows. You can post your notes in the comments of this or any other show. And you can sign up to become a Coverville citizen. Also, by the time you hear this, Free Play stuff will be available on the Coverville store. Now, you can buy that over at CD Baby, your Amazon, or iTunes, but what you can't get over there at any of those places are any of the great extra items. For example, you can't get a signed copy of the CD at Amazon, iTunes, or CD Baby. You can only get that from Coverville, as well as things like the 10 postcard set, with each postcard representing a different track on the album, the print and the t-shirt. All of those are going to be available at coverville.com at the e-store. Just look for the menu at the top of the page and click that to go to the store. We'll be back on Thursday with a Strokes cover story in celebration of Julian Casablanca's 35th birthday. He's the lead singer of the Strokes. So until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they'll keep you working for the weekend.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.